daddy talked about hard times. He doesn't know about hard times. But you're gonna know about hard times.
Did The Rock just set the stage for his best WrestleMania match yet? Dwayne The Rock Johnson is about to compete in his sixth WrestleMania main event at WrestleMania 40 Night 1, passing the likes of The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar, moving up the ranks with the most WrestleMania main events. Now, most of those matches being classic matches, classic rivalries, and ultimately, countless WrestleMania moments. In this video, we're going over and rating all of The Rock's WrestleMania matches from the worst to the best. And believe me, there are some really good ones. And yes, there are a few, some really bad ones. Now, The Rock has competed in 11 WrestleMania matches. Not main events, 11 WrestleMania matches. With nearly half of those being rematches and one of those rivalries going to a third trilogy. However, WrestleMania 40 will mark The Rock's second tag team match at WrestleMania when he teams with his cousin, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, to take on Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. Welcome back to the channel. As always, I'm your host, Joey Carney, and if you are a returning subscriber, and welcome you back always. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you coming back for another video on my channel. Now, if you are a new viewer and this is our first interaction, you've never seen me before, you stumbled upon this video, a friend sent you this video who loves pro wrestling, and they said you have to watch Joey on YouTube. You have to watch the Angle Podcast and you have to subscribe. If this is your first time watching, I hope by the end of this video, you're inspired enough to smash that subscribe button, keep binging content here on YouTube, and ultimately join the family right here on YouTube. As an avid YouTube watcher, I know how it goes wanting to make someone hit the subscribe button, but it's so difficult sometimes. It's such an easy task, but it takes forever for a viewer to hit that subscribe button. And I really do hope that this video, amongst others on my channel, give you enough motivation, like Roman Reigns, to smash Superman punch that subscribe button and get involved more and more on the channel. Now, my returning subscribers, you know I'm a giving man. I'm a giving content creator here on YouTube. And if you stay to the end of this video, I'm going to give you all the info you need to know about how you can watch WrestleMania and many months more after that for free on Peacock. My giveaway, I'm giving 4 free months of Peacock. All you have to do is enter the giveaway, and I'm gonna give you that info on how to do that, where to go, when the drawing will be. All that information you need is at the end of this video, so stay to the end and you'll get all that info. I got you. We're gonna get this done. You're gonna get into the giveaway. And hopefully you're the lucky winner of 4 free months of Peacocks. Stay to the end of the video. So like I said, in this video, we are going over and rating all of The Rock's WrestleMania matches from the worst one to the best one. And I can pretty much guarantee I already know which one is going to be the best. And I'm pretty sure after WrestleMania 40, we're going to have to redo this list because The Rock is doing some of the greatest work of his entire career in 2024. So the worst match in The Rock's WrestleMania career, we'll say, since there are 11 matches, this will be number 11, and we're going to spend the least amount of time on this match because the competitors in this match spent the least amount ever in a WrestleMania match. It was at WrestleMania 32, The Rock versus Eric Rowan of the Wyatt family. The match lasted 6 seconds. The Rock came out, had his gear on under his clothes. The Wyatt family came out. John Cena came out. There was all this stuff going on. The Rock hit a rock bottom. 6-second match. The Rock defeated Eric Rowan at WrestleMania. This by far has to be the worst match that The Rock has had, if we even want to call it a match. But the bell rang. 1, 2, 3 was counted. The Rock won in 6 seconds. So number 11 is The Rock versus Eric Rowan, WrestleMania 32. At number 10 comes in with The Rock's match against the Sultan, which eventually became Rikishi, but it was The Rock's first WrestleMania ever. He was still under the Rocky Maivia name. WrestleMania 13, yes, we're going on 40. His first one was 13. He's been around for a long damn time. But The Rock's match against Rikishi at WrestleMania 13 for the Intercontinental Championship. This match really was one of those moments where we were able to see what The Rock can do on a big stage, being that it was his first WrestleMania. He defended the Intercontinental Championship, and then at the end of the match is where we had that beautiful moment where his dad, Rocky Johnson, came to the ring to help him face off all the other members that came out to help Rikishi, Sultan, and they had that moment where the Rocky Johnson raised The Rock's Rocky Maivia's arm with the Intercontinental Championship, a great father-son moment. And again, being a family charade with Rikishi and Rocky Johnson and Rocky Maivia. First WrestleMania for The Rock, number 10. Now, number 9 comes a year after that at WrestleMania 14, where again, The Rock was in a match for the Intercontinental Championship, this time against Ken Shamrock. And this was now the time where Rocky Maivia had transformed into The Rock. So we were full-blown Rock at this time. Intercontinental Championship, Ken Shamrock at WrestleMania 14. It was a fantastic match, but in this case, we're putting it at number, was it 9 we're at now? 9? Number 9. At number 8 comes in that big Fatal 4-Way match from WrestleMania 2000, where it was The Rock versus Mick Foley versus Triple H versus The Big Show. This match, this storyline was all over the damn place. It was a fun match, but quite frankly, it was a lot going on. This was the second time in The Rock's career that he was going on second before the main event. So by this time, The Rock was building, gaining momentum in his WrestleMania career. Still not the main event, but getting there. And ultimately, number 8, that Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Championship. The Rock, Mick Foley, Triple H, Big Show. At number 7, we have WrestleMania 20, where the catchphrase was, "Where it all begins again." This was The Rock's first tag team match at WrestleMania. He tagged with Mick Foley to revive The Rock and Sock Connection to take on Evolution, which was The Nature Boy, woo, Ric Flair, The Legend Killer, Randy Orton, and Batista. Now this match, it was fun. It was an awkward match because the build was so short. The rivalry between Mick Foley and Evolution, Mick Foley and Randy Orton was brewing to something bigger. It became a 3-on-2 handicap match. The Rock came in to help Mick Foley after leaving to Hollywood the year before, coming back as a babyface to help Mick Foley. It was fun because obviously all the legends, well, the legends in the making, but legends and Mick Foley and The Rock coming together, Rock and Sock Connection once again. But it was so low on the card, it wasn't that long of a match, and well, we really didn't see much of The Rock in that match, but I'm assuming that's because he was so Hollywood at the time that they really couldn't afford to have him get hurt. Number 7, WrestleMania 20, The Rock and Sock Connection versus Evolution. Now, at the beginning of this video, I was discussing that The Rock has had 11 WrestleMania matches, and a lot of those, nearly half of them, have been rematches or trilogy matches. And number 6 on this list of rating the Rock's worst to best WrestleMania matches, number 6 comes at us from WrestleMania 29, where it was the rematch between The Rock and John Cena, this time being for the WWE Championship. Now, they had wrestled each other a year before at WrestleMania, but this year, WrestleMania 29, the rematch was for the WWE Championship. The Rock was coming in as the WWE Champion. Remember, this was the year that The Rock defeated CM Punk at the Royal Rumble to become the WWE Champion. He changed the design of that belt, of that title, from the spinner title to the belt title design with the W Champion, that it was redesigned like 3 or 4 times that year. Regardless, WrestleMania 29, John Cena defeats The Rock for the WWE Championship. Beautiful match, beautiful way to end that rivalry, but also leave it open for future moments. Hint, hint, WrestleMania 40. But WrestleMania 29, this match really was what it was supposed to be. It was a passing of the torch, essentially, from The Rock to John Cena. We saw it at the end of the match, where they both saluted each other on the stage. The Rock held up the arm of John Cena. This was at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, although they said New York, New Jersey. It was New Jersey, damn it! But WrestleMania 29, a fun match between The Rock and John Cena. The second of those two matches. Number six, John Cena, The Rock 2. Next up is number five, and we're going with the same rivalry we just discussed from WrestleMania 29. This is at WrestleMania 28. Number five is The Rock versus John Cena 1. The once-in-a-lifetime match, the once-in-a-lifetime main event, although it happened twice, back-to-back. It's okay, WWE. We understand the marketing and the need for catchphrases. I'll never forget the most stupendous WrestleMania. Some of these catchphrases, we have to remember, Vince McMahon era. But besides the point, number five, the first of two, The Rock versus John Cena, WrestleMania 28, Miami, Florida, the main event of the entire show. This had been brewing for quite some, over a year. Then WrestleMania 27, The Rock came back almost 7 years later, whatever the number was, came back home, stunned the WWE Universe, hosted WrestleMania 27, costed John Cena the main event match of WrestleMania 27, where The Miz defeated John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania, where The Rock was in there, but he wasn't involved in him, whatever. WrestleMania 27, the night after on Raw, John Cena and The Rock challenged each other for a match 1 year in the making. 1 year later, WrestleMania 28, the main event, Rock, John Cena, great match. Exactly what it needed to be, just like their second one at WrestleMania 29. The Rock, I believe he got hurt in that match, tore his hamstring, whatever it was. Looking jacked as ever, came in his hometown. Had, I believe it was Flo Rida sang him to the ring, while MGK sang John Cena to the ring. It was a big main event. This was the one where we saw John Cena take a loss to The Rock, contemplate his future, sitting on the ramp with his head in his hands, like Cody Rhodes did at WrestleMania 39, not sure what to do next. And as you saw in the rating before this, at number six, so WrestleMania 28, The Rock, John Cena, 1. At number four, we are going with WrestleMania 15, where it was the first of three between The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. This trilogy between The Rock and Stone Cold really probably is one of, if not the best, WrestleMania rivalry, WrestleMania feud, WrestleMania storyline, whatever you want to call it. One of the best, if not the best, WrestleMania stories ever. And it was the first one between The Rock and Stone Cold, which the first one is always better. We know this with film and cinema. The first one is always the best. But in WWE and pro wrestling, there always seems to be something more as we go on. So we're at number four right now. You can kind of guess where we're going with the rest of these picks. So number four, WrestleMania 15, The Rock, Stone Cold, 1. Now this is where things start to get a little bit controversial when it comes to the pro wrestling universe, the IWC, the WWE universe, the people, viewers watching this video. We are at the final three of rating The Rock's WrestleMania matches from worst to best. Number three, I'm going with the second bout between these two, The Rock and Stone Cold. It was from WrestleMania 17. Man, this match was great because of the double turn. Obviously, Stone Cold was against the corporation with The Rock. The Rock, the WWE champion, backed by Vince McMahon himself. Now, Vince McMahon turns on The Rock, hands Stone Cold the chair to take him out. Now, Stone Cold and The Rock, Stone Cold and Vince McMahon are aligned. Two rivals, two enemies, two arch nemesis now coming together. And The Rock is titleless. He's corporateless, we want to say. The Rock, Stone Cold, number two, WrestleMania 17. At number two, this match is very near and dear to my heart for so many reasons. It's the one WrestleMania full event that I remember watching as a kid. And towards the end of this match is where my parents said, Joey, it's time to go to bed. You have school in the morning. You're too young to be watching this so late. And you know how it was as kids, not being able to finish watching what we were watching with wrestling and WWE, and now having to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to find out who won the next morning and what's going to happen. The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, the third and final bout between these guys, the trilogy coming to an end, as well as Stone Cold Steve Austin's career, so we thought, at WrestleMania 19. This match really, it was a thing of beauty. We saw The Rock utilize Stone Cold's maneuvers, even wearing his leather vest. We saw Stone Cold do the same to The Rock. Beautiful callbacks from their past storylines. The third at WrestleMania, the first two, The Rock couldn't get the job done. Stone Cold defeating The Rock both times. The first two times they performed against each other at WrestleMania. This one, the final bout, The Rock needed this win. He said he'd done everything but defeat Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. He did just that at WrestleMania 19. A beautiful ending. Three rock bottoms. One, two, three. Stone Cold laying in the middle of the ring, knowing his career was over. The Rock hovering over him, pushing the referee out of the way so they can have some words, and really thanking him and appreciating him for the things he's been able to do for his career. We saw The Rock get emotional in that match. At the end of that match, going and hugging his wife and his mom and his daughter, leaving the ring, letting Stone Cold have his time to take it all in and really get that final walk into the sunset. Number two on this list, WrestleMania 19, The Rock finally defeats Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 19. Now at the number one spot in this video where we have been ranking and rating The Rock's WrestleMania matches from his worst ever to his best ever. We're at that time where we're talking about the best Rock match from WrestleMania. You've been waiting for it. You waited for it all the other 10 matches we discussed. Pretty predictable which one is going to be number one. It's one of the most memorable matches in WWE history. It's one of the most memorable matches when it comes to WrestleMania. It was icon versus icon. WrestleMania 18. The NWO, Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash coming into WWE. Outsiders from the WCW. WWE now having the NWO. The Rock getting involved. It was The Rock versus Hollywood Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 18. That stare off at the beginning of the match for minutes, creating moments in time. This match personified what the word WrestleMania stands for. It gave us moments. It gave us memories. It gave us tears and joy and laughter. It gave us everything that a WrestleMania match should give. And I remember hearing, still to this day, everyone talks about, man, imagine having to be the ones to have to follow that match. WrestleMania 18 really doing justice for future WrestleManias, making it even more memorable and bigger than it ever has before. In this match, we saw The Rock versus Hulk Hogan. The Rock pins 1, 2, 3 Hollywood Hulk Hogan. We saw a double turn essentially in this match, and I'm not sure if it was even supposed to happen that way. The Hulkster was hulking up, transforming back into the American hero we've all known, Hulk Hogan. The Rock getting booed and becoming Hollywood Hulk Hogan in the upcoming year, which we just talked about at WrestleMania 19, where it was a heel Hollywood Rock versus Stone Cold. Between that time, from this match to that match, The Rock turned heel. Hulk Hogan dropped the NWO and went back to the wild red and yellow And it was just a fantastic time in WWE. That 2002 era really was something else. At number one, The Rock's best WrestleMania match out of his entire WWE career, all 11 matches, it was WrestleMania 18. The Rock versus Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Icon versus icon. WrestleMania moments, WrestleMania matches. Things as wrestling fans, we will never ever forget. And like I said at the beginning of this video, we're probably gonna have to redo this entire list after WrestleMania 40, because at WrestleMania 40 night one, The Rock enters his sixth main event, passing the, like I said, the likes of The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar with the most WrestleMania main events ever. He moves up the list. Now just in front of him are Triple H, Roman Reigns, and Hulk Hogan, becoming the fourth most WrestleMania main event. It's crazy what's happening in 2024. CM Punk's back. The Rock's back. Potentially others will be back at WrestleMania. His sixth WrestleMania main event, teaming with his cousin, the Tribal Chief, the undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Night one of WrestleMania. The match is going to blow the roof off the joint. Not only is it a callback to WrestleMania 1, where WrestleMania 1's main event was a tag team match, it also is the official first main event of Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I know technically he cashed in his Money in the Bank and became WWE Champion in the main event of WrestleMania, but that wasn't an official marketed match. This match is his first officially marketed main event at WrestleMania. The Rock enters his sixth WrestleMania main event, creating history. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns become the first two WWE superstars to ever main event both nights of WrestleMania. And of course we have Roman Reigns entering his eighth WrestleMania main event, tying the record for the most ever with Hulk Hogan. WrestleMania 40, moments, memories, and most of all, history is upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, you did it. You're at the end of the video. It's time for me to give you all the info for the giveaway. WrestleMania giveaway. If you want to watch WrestleMania and many months past that on Peacock, all you have to do is hit that link in the description below. It says the WrestleMania giveaway. Enter your information, click submit, wait for your name to be announced. I'll be DMing people who won 4 free months of Peacock, less than 5 seconds to do so, your name and your email. And I know for me on my computer, when I do one of those fill in form things, my info is already there. It's already pre-written for me. All I have to do is click the submit button. So if that's you, it's less than 5 seconds. It's like 3 or 2 or even 1. Hit that submit button. Get yourself entered into the giveaway. Watch WrestleMania for free. Watch Backlash for free. I don't know what other paper, Money in the Bank. The next 4 months of Peacock, the next 4 months of WWE content. But there's also other stuff on there too. Peacock is not just wrestling, guys and girls. Peacock has The Office. Peacock has Apples Never Fall, which is, by the way, a fantastic show. I just finished watching. Edge of My Seat. I loved it. So many things on there to watch. Peacock is my favorite streaming platform at the moment. So hit that description link below. Get submitted. Win 4 free months of Peacock. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning into this video, rating, and going over all of The Rock's WrestleMania matches from the worst to the best. If you are a returning subscriber, you know I appreciate you. You know I love you. I got all the love in the world for you, supporting my channel, supporting me, and all the things that I do on this channel. I am so passionate about the things that I do here, but really, I'm so passionate about pro wrestling, and I'm glad that you're here enjoying my passion with me, because what is better in life than to have that? So again, I thank you for your continued support here on YouTube. If you are a first-time viewer, if you are a second-time viewer, you're just coming back to see if I can hit that spot again, get another good video for you. I hope that I did it. But more importantly, I hope that you are motivated enough to hit that subscribe button down below. Continue watching content here on my channel. I'll be at WrestleMania next week. WWE invited me to come out there, do interviews, make content, do all that fun stuff. So expect more content on the channel within the next 2 weeks. And I want to thank you for watching. I don't know what you're still doing here, listening to me yap. Go subscribe. Go submit info for the giveaway. Go binge more content right here on the Angle Podcast. Until then, until WrestleMania, I'll see you later. Get out of here. Go. Shoo, shoo. See ya. Peace.